Hello, hello, Empresses. It's Leslie Tagorda, your resident business astrologer, with the cosmic weather for October 2021. Whew, let's just, buckle in. This is a long one. So in Origin, we're going to be focusing on offerings. And the theme of the cosmic energies really support that realigning your offerings. So let's dive in. Get ready because October is an intense month full of realizations, power, and big shifts. Of course, in Origin, we are focusing on your offers. And astrologically, you are supported with rethinking your offers in relationship to your soul customers. That's from our ongoing Mercury retrograde that started at the tail end of September, that have evolved with you in recent months. Your offers, from an astrological perspective, is the intersection of what you radiantly do so well, as represented by your sun, the challenges and wounds that have turned into your gifts, as represented by Chiron, your dedication to act on what you do so well, that's your Mars, how you speak and express the values and results of your offer, that's your Mercury with a little bit of Jupiter in there, how you'll take lead and initiate on your offer, of course, your rising sign, as well as meeting your soul customers and the soul customer your offer is meant to serve, as represented by your descendant. So in October, these planetary players all dance together. That's the Sun, Chiron, Mars, Mercury, all of this, Aries, to light up and allow you to reorganize, reconsider, and realign your offers to where you and your soul customers are now. October's intensity need not be feared. Rather, recognize and embrace this energy as the push you need to make deep, authentic change in your business. This month, in the span of 2 weeks, four planets will change direction. It could feel a bit shocking, but let the shock give way to deep realizations. October shows you how powerful you really are. You got this. So in October, we see Pluto going direct on October 6th, Venus entering Sagittarius on October 7th, the Mercury retrograde midpoint along with Mars and the Sun on October 9th, Saturn moving forward and going direct on October 11th, Mercury going direct on October 18th, Jupiter also on the very same day going direct on October 18th, Sun entering Scorpio on October 23rd, and then Mars following suit entering Scorpio on October 30th. So mark your calendar with those two dates, October 9th and October 18th. Those are going to be some big shifts that are happening for all of us. We have our two lunations this month. We have our new moon in Libra 13 degrees on October 6th, and our full moon in Aries at Aries of 27 degrees on October 20th. Now, remember, these are collective cosmic energies available to us all, and there's nothing to be fearful of. Instead, get curious about what the stars are asking you and what you need to learn. The times that I'm giving are specific for exact meetings, and oftentimes you're going to feel that energy days or even weeks leading up to and away from. Now, I don't want to offer any prescriptive or predictive requirements, simply suggestions on how to work with instead of against the energy of the time. Remember, in Origin, we're all about doing less, and that means working with ease and flow. If you're looking to personalize these energies with conjunctions in these meetings or lunar activations, look to the degree of that activation and find where that degree lives on your natal chart. The astrological house in which that degree occurs is where in your business or life more information is available for that cosmic alignment. You can check out the cosmic weather, the written format. I have a link to a short little video that shows you how to look at your natal chart and discern the different 12 houses. So let's dive into the details. So on October 1st, we are continuing our Mercury retrograde that started at the very end of September. So on October 1st, we have Mercury retrograde squaring off with Pluto retrograde. This happens at exactly 7:26 a.m. Pacific, 10:26 a.m. Eastern. And the theme is question everything you hear. What is being said by not being said? Both Mercury, your power to understand, and Pluto, your power to empower, square off today, intensifying your spidey sense to rethink what is really happening that isn't being explicitly communicated. For a day leading up to and away, notice what or who is happening to you. Maybe someone said a kind or not so kind thing that isn't fully truthful. Is the information or experience presented to be believed? Pluto's shadows are intensified and put under the magnifying glass. Investigate and research. There is a hidden truth. Do not take anything today at face value. Now, this is going to be especially intense for cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. Mercury retrograde at Libra of 24 degrees, squaring off with Pluto retrograde at Capricorn of 24 degrees. On October 3rd, that's a Sunday, Mercury retrograde will now be trining Jupiter retrograde. This happens at exactly 5:05 p.m. Pacific, 8:05 p.m. Eastern, where the theme is rethinking ideals has its rewards. What principles have you erected that need reconsideration? Note, a few weeks back to September 20th, we experienced the same energy of Mercury, your ability to perceive, and Jupiter, your ability to believe. You shared a message of inspiration then. Is that message still relevant to where you are now? If so, reshare. Keep on with your big message. Others will hear it in a different way and need the repetition. If your intention has shifted, reframe your ideal and share what has shifted and why. It's still a prime time to communicate, and everyone loves a good story about a shift in belief. Now, we'll be having another Mercury trine Jupiter later in the month. So really hold to your heart, because we have these three trines with Mercury and Jupiter, and Mercury and Jupiter are really interrelated. So hold this shift in your heart, because we'll be revisiting this a few times this month. This will be especially illuminating for air signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Mercury retrograde will be at Libra of 22 degrees, trining with Jupiter retrograde at Aquarius of 22 degrees. Okay, let's look at Mercury Day, which is Wednesday, October 6th. I want you to mark this day on the calendar because it is a big energetic day. In the wee hours of the morning, we have a beautiful new moon in Libra, where both the sun and moon are in tight union with Mars, all in Libra, and all opposing Chiron, the wounded healer, in Aries. A few hours later in the day, Pluto releases the pressure a bit as it officially moves forward. Remember to set your intentions and be kind to yourself with this intense energy that may bring up all the reasons why relationships are too hard in your business. So let's take a look at that new moon at Libra of 13 degrees first. This happens in the wee morning at 4:05 a.m. Pacific, 7:05 a.m. Eastern, where today you plant the seeds to rethink collaborations and recall in your soul customers in your business. Our last Mercury retrograde in air for 2021 flavors our Libra new moon. It's time to rethink partnerships and reorganize your collaborations. What has shifted for you with committing to and calling in your ideal customers, your contractors, or your co-creators? At the time of the new moon, when the sun and the moon meet, Mars will be joining for a powerful threesome, adding energy to the normally peaceful new moon. As you intend new energy around relationships, honor past mistakes and difficulties in relationships, as Chiron, the wounded healer, wants you to face the hurts, not to judge, but so you can see how much you have worked through despite those old hurts. Plant the energy of what you surmounted in the new relationships you call in. We rise together is the theme. Yet what needs revisiting? What has caused pain in partnerships? What new thoughts have come up? You have a great drive and initiative when the partnership is right. Pay attention to your motivations. If excitement is replaced by anxiety or frustration, something requires rethinking. Decide today what soul customers, partnerships, and collaborations you want in your spiritual business. Your individuality serves the partnership, not to compromise in order to make peace. I'll be sharing house activations for you in the Facebook group for Origin, as well as in the written Origin Cosmic Weather. So check out the house activations there. Little later on the 6th, we at 11:29 a.m. Pacific, 2:28 p.m. Eastern, Pluto moves direct going forward, where the theme is shadows to light. What has now passed away in your business? Yes, if we think about the symbolism of death, what is now gone? Since April 27th, 2021, Pluto has appeared to move backwards in the sky, and now this tiny yet mighty dwarf planet of power and transformation appears to move forward. You have been through quite the transformation over the last few weeks, few months. Heck, we're going on 18 months, few years. Pluto has completed this round of distillation, purification, and elimination, breaking down structures you have built in your life and business that do not fit your current path. If you've been resisting change, this has felt oh so difficult. And if you've been embracing change, seeing the need for the old to be demolished, yes, it's been hard, but you've had more control in how this breakdown has occurred. You are not yet free to go about. Instead, it's time to practice control and focus as Pluto now needs to move forward through this one area of your chart, making sure that what is now broken down is ready to be rebuilt with power and trust. Look to your natal chart for the area between Capricorn of 24 degrees through 26 degrees, that 2-degree area where Pluto retraced back its steps. If you have natal energies or angles near these degrees in cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, you have intensely felt this deep and powerful transformation, albeit at times uncomfortable. Now, if you have natal energies or angles near these degrees in earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, change has felt in control and supportive. Remember, Pluto stays in Capricorn all the way till January of 2024, not January 24th, 2024. We have a couple more years. We are not yet dismantling old structures and systems in our lives, society, or businesses. We have a little bit more ways to go. On Thursday, October 7th, Venus enters Sagittarius. And how appropriate, Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter and Thursday is Jupiter Day. So this happens at exactly 4:21 a.m. Pacific, 7:21 a.m. Eastern, where the theme is connect through inspiration and exploration. What expansive connections will you call in? Now through November 5th, Venus graces the optimistic sign of Jupiter. For the next few weeks, you feel a sense of abundance and luck. And if you can channel this energy into your business, you have a certain charm. Your attitude and the way you approach people and resources has lightened and now become self-fulfilling. Be on the lookout for opportunities through people or resources that help you and your business expand your mind. Whether this is travel to far-off places or your ability to connect your big message across the globe, connect with those that dream as big as you and hold a similar vision or belief system. If you have your natal Venus in Sagittarius, you value and connect with others over morals, beliefs, social justice, optimism, spirituality, and expansiveness. Balance your openness with others that go big, but also stick to their ability to accomplish their big dreams. If you have planets or angles in Sagittarius, as Venus graces through, she will share her blessings with your natal energies. Give thanks to fully enjoy. Later on that day on the 7th, we have the Sun joining Mars in the sky at exactly 9:01 p.m. Pacific, 12:01 a.m. the next morning Eastern, where Sun and Mars were building up to take creative lead. What will you accomplish with your motivation and drive today? Sun, Mars, and Mercury are going to be playing a lot this week, so this is just the budding. Energy is building and you have lots to do and say. Today isn't a day to hold back or repress your energies, as this can turn into frustration or even anger. Do what you need. Say what you need. Take aligned action in all you do today and for a few days before and after. Your intuition is also high today, so trust your intuition to stand up and do the things that feel a bit scary, but ultimately, you know they are the things that move you in the right direction. This is going to be especially activating for those of us with cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Sun and Mars meet at Libra of 16 degrees. On the 9th, this is one of those days that I wanted you to mark on your calendars because the Sun and Mars meetup, they're still being activated, they're still in orb, and now Mercury, your communications and understanding, join the party. What you've been motivated to take action on now has a voice, now has understanding, now has a refreshed perspective. This is not a time to stay silent. Raise your voice and act. Sun, Mercury retrograde, and Mars meet up at Libra of 16 degrees. This is especially activating for all of us with cardinal signs near 16 degrees, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, and especially supportive for air signs near 16 degrees, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Note the house that contains Libra of 16 degrees because that's that area of your business where you need to redefine power, collaborative relationships. Let's take apart this day. So we have two exact meetings. We have the Sun combust Mercury retrograde at exactly 9:18 a.m. Pacific, 12:18 p.m. Eastern, when the Sun combust Mercury, meaning that conjunction of the Sun and Mercury retrograde. This is the halfway point of a Mercury retrograde. This is similar to like that full moon illumination, a full realization of all the themes that you've been working through during this Mercury retrograde. And then later on that day at 3:48 p.m. Pacific, 6:46 p.m. Eastern, we have Mercury retrograde joining Mars. So when we look at these two separate exact meetings, Sun and Mercury, and then Mercury and Mars, but we combine them together. The theme is react to your leadership and boundaries in relationship. So this is a middle point, like the full moon phase of the cycle where Mercury and the Sun meet. You could feel a surge of information as your learnings become illuminated. Things may feel intense. It is definitely time to reflect. With Mars, our motivations and physical energy in the mix, there is a potential for anger to come to the surface. Now, anger is not meant to be repressed or bottled in. Anger shows us where we have boundaries that are being trespassed. You now have a clear understanding, especially in relationships in your business, where you may have not set up healthy boundaries or the boundaries you have set up have not been upheld. While normally during the midpoint of a Mercury retrograde, it is suggested to ride out the intense realizations, yet with Mars, you must take constructive action. Now, this is not blowing up at a client or your partner. Instead, this is taking a breath, writing out what you now know, or kindly yet assertively expressing how things are not right and making an appointment to speak about it in the near future when you have a clearer mental space. You must do something. You can't simply sit silent. After today, you'll have cooled down and be able to clearly express what boundaries, agreements, terms of relationships you want to recalibrate and reintegrate into your business. Alternatively, if you have previously set great expectations and your relationships are working smoothly, it's time to reorganize and reconnect with your committed customers and business partners to let them know how re-energizing you are to collaborate with them. On the 10th, that is Sunday, now we have Saturn changing direction and going forward again. This happens at 7:17 p.m. Pacific, 10:17 p.m. Eastern, where the theme for this station direct is realign systems for sustainability. What restructured systems do you now have for your offers? Saturn now changes direction to appear to move forward in the sky today after appearing to go backward since May 23rd. In this time, you have been able to get clearer on what in your business has not allowed you to focus on your expertise and authority. You now have clarity on what opportunities and containers that best work for you in delivering your offers and calling in your aligned soul customers. Note what you've had to let go in order to focus on delivering at your highest abilities. review that 7 degrees of your chart between Aquarius of 6 degrees and 13 degrees, where Saturn traced backwards. This is the area of your business where you are being called to focus and master. Now through January 16th, you will have a chance to rebuild according to your new structure. This is especially activating for fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, especially supporting for air signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. So check again to your chart to see what you have between Aquarius or fixed signs of Aquarius 6 to 13 degrees. Fast forward to Tuesday, October 12th, where we have our second quarter moon at Capricorn of 20 degrees. This happens at exactly 8:25 p.m. Pacific, 11:25 p.m. Eastern. So anytime after that exact meeting, it is time for acting and focusing. What do you need to stop doing in order to take concentrated action? With the moon at the second quarter phase and gaining light, it is time to initiate and take action on your goals and new moon intentions. No more planning, no more thinking. Time to act. In Capricorn, action is through focusing on your goals and prioritizing actions. At the same time, Jupiter is stalled, drilling down before moving direct in a few days, reminding you to not overextend yourself with all the things. Focus your attention on what you're good at, your superpowers in your business. When we're working with Capricorn and Saturn, it's about doing things in priority, in hierarchy, and just really focusing, so creating really strict boundaries. This will be especially activating for cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, and especially supportive for earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Fast forward to the 15th, Friday, Venus Day, where Sun trines Jupiter retrograde. This happens in the wee morning at 4:46 a.m. Pacific, 7:46 a.m. Eastern, where the theme is vibrant, visionary expanse. What do you do that you need to share with a wider audience? It's such a lovely energy, optimistic, expansive, gracious. You want to shout from every rooftop how brilliant you are at what you do and how grateful you are for the challenges you've overcome to get where you are in your business. It's definitely a day you want to share your brilliance so that it can ripple forth, to invite others to share, to have it reach even further. Let go of expectations, let your vision free to expand. At the same time, Mercury retrograde and Chiron face off with each other in the sky, giving you insight as to how to communicate and express your past challenges that you've worked around and reconciled. These are your wounds as gifts that you are meant to offer in your business. Remember, when we're working with Chiron shows us how to be perfectly imperfect, because the wounds that we have through Chiron are wounds that don't necessarily heal, but the gifts come from everything that we've realized how to accommodate and work around them despite of them. Get on that roof and share your vision of the world that your business supports. Now, I'm not saying really get on the roof. Metaphorically, get on the roof and shout your message. Libra, a Sun will be at Libra of 22 degrees, trining Jupiter retrograde at Aquarius of 22 degrees. This is especially radiant for late degrees of air signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Let's fast forward to the 17th. This is Sun's Day, where we have a few things going on over the next couple of days. So let's buckle in. On the 17th, we have, first of all, the Sun squaring Pluto at 5:12 a.m. Pacific, 8:12 a.m. Eastern, where the theme is transformational working integration. What deep shifts are now integrated into your core doings in your business? All the changes that have been happening in your business and the what you do is now clicking at a deeper level in you. What deep realizations do you now have? What trust is now there that wasn't before? What power do you now embody? This is especially activating for late degree of cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Sun at Libra of 24 degrees, squaring Pluto in Capricorn at 24 degrees. Okay, now we're on the 18th. This is a Monday, moon day. This is one of the days that I told you to mark on your calendar because it is a massive day to take notice. It's one of the biggest days all month. Both Jupiter, your ideals and purpose, and Mercury, your ideas and message, change direction in the sky to move forward. Whew. Individually, on its own, each of these planetary shifts going forward is huge. But when two planets change on the same day, holy smokes, take notice. Make space today to work with this energy. Be grateful. Take your time. Pay attention to the flashes of understanding and insight. Mercury and Jupiter are paired by their love to explore, to be curious, and to know. Realizations galore today. At the same time, Mercury still opposes Chiron, who is now joined with the Moon, showing you that you have a new understanding about how you feel about past hurts in your life. These hurts inform the offers that are now gifts in your business. Trust me on this. All of those past hurts, they are silver lining. They are the wisdom that you're meant to offer. You can now feel and recognize the great source of wealth your past challenging experiences have given to you that you are meant to share forward. I suggest keeping a journal handy today to capture all of your realizations. Now at 8:17 a.m., first of all on that day, 8:17 a.m. Pacific, 11:17 a.m. Eastern, Mercury shifts gears and moves forward. So the theme is reach out to your soul co-creators. What redefined collaborations and co-creations will you now endeavor? Mercury is now moving forward, and you will highlight for the third time the area between Libra 10 degrees and Libra of 25 degrees. You now have a different perspective and begin to reintegrate your learnings about powerful relationships in your business with your soul customers, your business partners, and the relationships you have with others in your field. Now through November 3rd, as Mercury goes forward through back through the shadow zone, make a plan on your next steps to connect with your powerful soul co-creators. So I want you to review a little bit of this Mercury retrograde in review. I have these questions again posted in the written format of the cosmic weather. So back on September 7th, Mercury entered the shadow zone where you started noticing relationships that need reorganization or redefinition in your life and your business. Then when Mercury went retrograde on September 26th, you started to notice what breakdowns in communications and relationships were happening and how you needed to slow down to rethink things. On the 9th, October 9th, we had the Sun and Mercury meeting at that midway point where you had new reconsiderations that were fully illuminated, where you must express your boundaries in relationships. And then today, with Mercury going forward, what plan of action will you now take to call in your soul collaborators, soul customers, and soul co-creators? Now through the 3rd, November 3rd, when Mercury leaves the shadow zone, after that, you get to fully embrace your new role in powerful relationships and stand in your power. So later that day in the evening at 10:30 p.m. Pacific, 1:30 a.m. the next morning, Jupiter now follows suit and goes direct, where we have clear and aligned visionary growth. What vision and purpose is now redirected in your business? Since June 20th, Jupiter, your energy to expand and explore, appeared to go backwards in the sky, giving you the opportunity to readjust how you are meant to sustainably grow in your business. Today, Jupiter shifts and moves forward in the sky, allowing you to take those realizations of redirected growth and make forward vision on them. Review your chart to the 10 degrees between Aquarius of 22 degrees and Pisces of 2 degrees, where Jupiter tracked backward. Jupiter, now through January 9th of 2022, will move forward through the same spot, allowing you to take vast expansion and create opportunities for your realigned growth. Note what areas of growth you've had to readjust or reconsider since June. Now you can expand upon that. Now, the house that contains that 10 degree area in your chart is where in your life and business you are positioned for realigned growth. If you have natal planets or angles in this area, Jupiter is adding its abundance and blessings as it passes through this third time. On the 19th, we have Mars trine Jupiter. This happens at 7:36 p.m. Pacific, 10:36 p.m. Eastern, where we have expansive initiative and motivation. What new vision will you now act upon for lasting change? It's now time to act on all your realizations about the vision you now hold in your business. The cosmos means business. You can't make this up with this kind of energy. It's time to take aligned action. The action you now take will create lasting transformation and put you on your own true path. Get going. Get doing. Revise your offer, rewrite your purpose, move that motivation through your body and act. This is especially supportive for late degrees of air signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Mars is at Libra of 22 degrees, trining Jupiter at Aquarius 22 degrees. The next day on the 20th, we have our full moon in Aries at 27 degrees. This happens at exactly 7:57 a.m. Pacific, 10:57 a.m. Eastern. Whew, this is a big full moon. Today, you celebrate the leader you have become and release outdated stories you defined yourself by. Those stories and past hurts that told you that you couldn't, shouldn't, or wouldn't ever be a bold leader. Bye-bye. As you release the old, you thank the old for protecting you. You forgive yourself and for others for keeping you small. This gratitude and forgiveness alters the old energy and gives it the recognition it desires. It lifts the shadows out of the dark into the light. As you make space by letting go, you call in your authentic power, your authentic leadership. The leadership where you decide what you want, where you want to go, what you want to value, and how you are the best, regardless of what society or culture has told you. The day of the full moon is intense indeed. Many deep shadows will come to light. Do not dismiss these shadows, as repressing them amplifies the pain of your past mistakes and hurts in your business. Choose to embrace the power of these shadows, as these shadows show you where you no longer want to be in your business. These shadows show you that you can choose a different path. You are a business owner. You are a leader. Others are depending on you, but ultimately, you are depending on you. Say goodbye to playing small and hello to trusting yourself and your directive. Take a stand for yourself this full moon. In the Cosmic Weather, the written format, as well as on the Facebook group, we'll be sharing the axes activations where you need to let go and celebrate for this full moon. On October 21st, we have Mars squaring Pluto. This happens at 9:20 p.m. Pacific, 12:20 a.m. the next morning, where we have intensified, amplified action. What will you do to channel all your energy constructively in your business? Now, this energy has been building up for a few weeks. Have you been feeling frustrated, anxious, or even angry? I will remind you again, it is okay to be angry. Anger is a product of repressed action. When you can't do what you want, act how you want, or if others are not acting or doing what you've expressed, frustration can build into anger. It's a time like this where you find your answers in that place of frustration. Do not repress your anger in favor of peace. That won't give you the answers or move things forward in your business. Where have you felt frustrated? What's been causing that frustration? And what can you do differently so you can release that frustration? There's your answer. So this is building up for a few weeks. On the 22nd, Sun enters Scorpio. For the 23rd, for those of us in Eastern time, at 9:52 p.m. Pacific, 12:52 a.m. the next day for Eastern, where we are now in the season to transform and integrate. What deep healing and trust will you bring forth to empower your business? Now through November 21st, we celebrate Scorpio and authentic deep power that comes from within. Scorpio's power comes from trusting yourself, trusting your intuition, and trusting that you are more magnetic the more you trust yourself. Scorpio can easily turn that trust into shadows of manipulation and secrecy, but in the highest light, Scorpio is about sharing her power and empowering others with authenticity, polarization, and deep emotional intuition. In your business, Scorpio is the ability to uncover truths, create intimacy through trust, and break down all the fluff that keeps you from your pure power. Call on your Scorpio to trust yourself, your intuition, to do the deep, fixed research and uncover the ultimate authentic truth. Of course, Scorpio is deeply rooted in healing and has the ability to hold space for shadow work and counseling. If you work with Scorpio power, expect to feel your pain and shadows as a way to move through them. During this season, may we all choose transformation, choose to trust your intuition, and choose to face your fears so that you can do the courageous things that move your business forward. For all the Scorpio Empresses, the most healing and intimate of solar return birthdays to you. On the 26th, we're fast forwarding a few days. October 26th is a Tuesday. We have Venus squaring off Neptune at exactly 6:06 p.m. Pacific, 9:06 p.m. Eastern, where things have been building up for a day or two, but this is mostly a quick-lived unclarity. How can you recognize avoidance and disillusion in your business relationships and finances? For a fleeting few days, you may not be able to see things clearly. Maybe there are fantasies or confusion you've created in your business and personal relationships or even money matters. You can't tell if things are up or down, and if you're experiencing any letdowns in relationships or money, do your best to contain your energy so you aren't drained and strained. It's best to wait for making investments or commitments during this time, even if the fantasy is alluring. Wait a few days till the fog lifts. Instead, channel this energy into a creative project like design, art, music, or even creative writing. This will be especially triggering for mutable signs Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. Venus is at Sagittarius of 20 degrees, squaring Neptune retrograde at Pisces of 20 degrees. On the 28th, we have our fourth quarter moon in Leo at 5 degrees. This happens at exactly 1:05 p.m. Pacific, 4:05 p.m. Eastern, where the theme for this fourth quarter moon is to rest and love yourself. How will you recognize yourself? Today's Leo fourth quarter moon, you may feel hypercritical in your business, a sense of doubt or dread that really wants you to focus on all that you actually accomplished. To separate fiction from truth, practice self-love today as a balm for doubt. Review the facts in your business, praise from happy customers, journal entries from happier days, toot your own horn, and focus on gratitude. You have accomplished so much, and the only person whose recognition you need is your own. Remember that the last quarter moon phase is an integration phase in our lives and our businesses. It's a time to cultivate all that you have learned and assess what you want to continue with and what you want to churn back into the earth as nourishment for the seeds you've planted. On October 30th, another big day, we have two exact shifts where the theme is limits and acting inward. So the two exact shifts with the Sun, your radiant talent, and Saturn, your discipline, squaring off, then Mars, your physical drive, entering his traditional transformative home sign of Scorpio. Whew. So Sun square Saturn. This happens at exactly 2:53 a.m. Pacific, 5:53 a.m. Eastern, where we have inner creative limits. What constraints are you now aware of that show your limit? While this sounds like a downer, if you reframe it, it is not. We sometimes resist limits, but limits can show us where the line is, where we cannot pass. You may have set a budget or set a time frame or set a number of characters or words for a post, but when you know this constraint, you can optimize and maximize within those limits. There's a certain limit that you now fully realize internally, one that you might not have seen before, and instead of letting you weigh you down, celebrate this because now you know exactly the framework from which you can maximize and focus on your expertise. This will be especially intense for fixed signs Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Sun at Scorpio 7 degrees, squaring off with Saturn at Aquarius of 7 degrees. Then a little bit later, we have Mars entering Scorpio at exactly 7:21 a.m. Pacific, 10:21 a.m. Eastern, where the theme is to activate with mystery and magic. What inner trusting work will you initiate this season? Now through December 13th, Mars spends its time in its traditional home sign of Scorpio. Mars is now in its full power for the next few weeks, adding physical magnetism and drive to the inner work in your business. Don't be afraid of this power. Instead, use this energy to do your inner work. The journey of inner work in your business is never complete. As you expand and evolve, you learn and experience new things that need to be integrated wholly into your power. Trust as you act on this inner healing that you become more authentically you, trusting in your own innate power. The effect is subtle yet profound. As you become a better version of you, you become an irresistible force that magnetizes your business. If you have natal Mars in Scorpio, you get motivated by transformation and power. To be honest, you have a certain sex appeal and presence that can't be denied. Recognize and harness this power without manipulation. Not everyone has this power. Now, if you have planets or angles in Scorpio, as Mars drives through, expect a boost of energy activating your natal energies over the next 6 weeks. And finally, our last transit on Halloween, October 31st, we have our third, because our first one was in September, our third meeting of Mercury trine Jupiter. This happens at exactly 9:18 p.m. Pacific, 12:18 a.m. Eastern. Inspire again your people with an expansive message. So what can you share again that entertains, inspires, or educates? So remember on September 20th, we had a Mercury trine Jupiter, and then we also had that happening again on October 3rd. So we are repeating and building upon the same theme. Back on the 20th and October 3rd, I asked you, what can you share that entertains, inspires, or educates? Now you reach out to them on the same theme the third time, but with a slightly up-leveled perspective. What you shared the last two times were part of your big message. Hone in on this and remind your people of this big message with a slight shift. Explain and expand on this shift and how it works, both for you and them. Remember to choose words that are optimistic and expansive. Your message need not be serious. This is especially inspiring if you have planets or angles in late degrees of air signs, Mercury at Libra 22 degrees, trining with Jupiter of Aquarius of 22 degrees. All right, Empresses, thank you for sticking with me all the way through. This was quite the forecast. Again, nothing to be afraid of in October, even though there are a lot of big, intense shifts. All right, let me know if you have requests or questions. I am always available. Feel free to tag me in the Facebook group. All right, Empresses, Leslie Tagorda signing off.